There was a time when I would have answered yes. There was a time when I would have been very enthusiastic and I would have been my usual optimistic self about things getting better. But I think the financial cutbacks in recent years has led to each of the services rather withdrawn into themselves. And I think that sometimes, I fear that sometimes they don't act until the crisis has actually happened. Whereas I am a great believer that one of the great strengths of social work is the opportunity to meet people at a time of pending crisis in their lives and to see what support can be given to calm things down, identify and assess what the issues are that's causing the problems, and to have a plan of action that will help recover the situation. Because although people think, well, the child could be taken into care and would be better placed, what it may be, or the older person could be taken into residential care and be better cared for, the fact is that it's a big decision to take away a child from a family. And if the state is going to do that, it's got to be a good parent. It's got to be a responsible, good parent. And I think sometimes it would have been certainly worthwhile trying, putting resources into supporting the family at an earlier critical stage to keep the family together than waiting until there's no alternative but to take the child into care. It seems to me incredible that the costs of keeping a child in care now are so, at times, especially in residential care, phenomenally high. And I think we could have, with preventive services, we could have perhaps not only prevented that, but saved a lot of money in the process.